Well, good morning and welcome. We're at the Vaal on the classic track today, Thursday, 2nd of October, 23 pentrometer, 4 meter false rail at the 800 meter mark. And there are a couple of rail standouts here today. So let's have a look at race one, which is 12:45, 1000 meter, fillies and mares maiden plate. The favorite is Trempanillo. And Trempanillo, the Ferrari, has been backed to virtually even money. So that's the first time. Obviously, it can run because the stable tries them properly and they're a proper betting stable. I'm not sure Pyra Pearls might not be the answer. I thought her run over 1,000 was extremely good. This could be absolutely perfect for her coming back in trip. I know she was back last time, strongly fancied. I'm going to give her a big chance of overturning the favorite. Raceway also some sort of chance. Race two, maiden plate, and they go 1,000 meters. Winterbell, the filly, skipped the filly's race, which was the first one to run in this one. Got to have a close look at this because Winterbell has run very, very nicely its last two starts. But then there's Pivotal Role, the Furin runner with Muzieni aboard it, going back over 1,000 meters, was back to favorite last time, and that's the one they've all got to beat. Move on to race 374 mare rating handicap over 1,000 meters. I think One Tiger will improve a lot third run after a rest. His Lordship, the same category as One Tiger, third run after a rest. In a Fix shows pace and gets a Cornell collar this time, and Windsor Silk showed pace last time, so got to go in as well. So there are a couple we need there. Race four, divided fillies and mares. They go 1,600 meters. Quite open, but I do like Fair Proposal here. I think Fair Proposal's got an extremely good chance of winning this. Got some ability. She's got some form. She gets Muzieni. Got to go really well. Lady Sabrina improved last two runs. She's got to have a big chance here. The favorite is Shanti Dream from the Hulakas outfit, and a very good post-maiden run. She's got to follow through on that. And Sigrid Swing got some sort of chance as well for minors. Race five, divided fillies and mares. They go 1,600 meters. I really like Cueta here, the Nieuwenhuizen runner. Drawn a bit wide, but if gets a good ride from Murray, he knows the mare, and she should go extremely well. The dangers look like Kiss Houghton, who shows a lot of pace. It's her way, who's there or thereabouts always, and Warning Sound, who might be the best filly in the race. Last car to pass, ignore its last, might improve. Race 6, mare-rated handicap, 1,700 meters. Trident King gets a chance to get it right. Needs everything to go his own way, but I expect him to be right there in the fray. Michael Faraday, really nice improved last run, having come from the Cape, and looks absolutely cherry ripe. Red Sparrow shows pace, so does Bob Lee Swagger from Craig Mayhew's yard. So those two both pacey sorts, and you should get a decent pace here, which I think will suit Trident King, so he's my top choice. Race 7, middle stakes, 1,800 meters. The Ultimate King got 4 points for running second last time. The horse that beat him, Luca Verde, gets 6. I still think the Ultimate King's the best horse in the race. Both of these horses were second run after a rest, and I thought the Ultimate King was flat. Luca Verde, I thought that needed the run before, and that's what gave him the chance of winning. We Are the Logans, third run. In Flame, got some sort of chance, but I'm going Ultimate King is the right horse. Race 8. Mary rated handicap, 1,800 meters. The Iger Sanction's in cracking form. Future Wolf, course and distance, 3 runs, 1 win and 2 places. He goes into everything. Follow the Master shows pace and gets a 4 kilogram claimer. That's going to help him. And they're the three that look like they've got to fight it out. Looking for a roughie, maybe Street Art worth putting in because he's got some ability. So, from me, James Goodman, and the whole Interbet team, hope you have a great day's racing at the Vaal.